From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The FAA says a glitch in its computer system has been fixed. The problem led to widespread flight delays today, especially in the southeast. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from the Raleigh-Durham Airport in North Carolina.
The computer system tracks aircraft flight plans, and because of the malfunction, controllers had to enter those plans into the system manually. So while planes were still able to take off and land, many were delayed, and some airlines canceled flights entirely. The Atlanta airport was among the most affected, with two airlines that have hubs there, Delta and AirTran, reporting dozens of delays. American Airlines also reported widespread problems. The FAA stresses there was no safety risk. The Air Traffic Controllers Union says the failure affected computer centers in Atlanta and Salt Lake City. Because of the residual effects of the problem, delays are likely to continue throughout the day. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, at the Raleigh-Durham Airport in North Carolina.
President Obama is on his way home to the U.S. after visiting four Asian countries in 8 days. The Wahli Saikautau reports that Mr. Obama's last big audience was with American troops at a military base in South Korea.
At Osan Air Base, the president shook hands with some of the 10,000 U.S. servicemen and women stationed there and told his audience that America honors them.
And to your neighbors, the people of Osan and this country, for more than half a century, your steadfast resolve has earned you the respect of the world. And your hospitality to Americans serving far from home has earned you the gratitude of the United States. On behalf of us all, thank you to the people of the Republic of Korea.
Mr. Obama met earlier with South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak and agreed to work together to resolve a free trade agreement awaiting ratification by the U.S. Congress and South Korea's National Assembly. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been sworn in for another term. Under greater U.S. pressure, Karzai pledged to crack down on corruption and to take greater control of his own country's security. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who attended the inauguration, applauded Karzai's speech. She had said that continued U.S. aid to civilians would depend on Karzai's response to corruption. The Afghan leader came under more scrutiny after his campaign was accused of committing fraud during the presidential election. The Obama administration is criticizing Iran for imposing the death sentence on 5 people for protests following June's disputed elections. While in Kabul today, Secretary of State Clinton told reporters that it was distressing to hear that people were being punished for speaking out against the government. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 136 points at 10,290. NASDAQ is down 43 at 2150. This is NPR. The World Health Organization says a small number of people have died after being vaccinated against swine flu. But so far, no deaths have been linked to the vaccine, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The WHO says at least 65 million doses of the new H1N1 vaccine have been given in 16 nations. Side effects are occurring in 1 out of every 10,000 doses. The vast majority are things like temporary soreness. Only 5 vaccinations in a million involve serious events. There have been 30 deaths. Dr. Marie Paul Keeney of the WHO says so far investigations have ruled out the vaccine as a cause of these deaths.
Reporting so far reconfirms that the pandemic flu vaccine is as safe as seasonal flu vaccines.
Keeney says WHO knows of a dozen cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a nerve disorder. A few of them may be linked to the vaccine. All patients have recovered. The report involves all types of vaccines, including those containing immune-boosting chemicals not used in the U.S. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The University of California Regents are expected to hold a final board vote today for a 32% tuition hike next year. The Regents Committee endorsed the increase yesterday, saying it was the best way to survive a decline in state aid. The decision has triggered protests on several UC campuses. The first spacewalk of the Atlantis mission is underway outside the International Space Station. It's expected to last several hours. Astronauts Michael Forman and Dr. Robert Satcher stepped out this morning to start connecting spare parts to the outpost. This is Satcher's first spacewalk. 2 more are on the schedule. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.